The Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes to us from Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. New Living Translation says this: O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories that we have heard and know, stories of our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children, but will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will tell of his power and the mighty miracles he did. For he has issued his decree to Jacob. He has given his law to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born, that they in turn might teach their children, so each generation can set its hope anew on God, remembering his glorious miracles and obeying his command. Wow, you know, it's good to take these little lectionary readings, and Psalm 78 verses 1 through 7 is good, but as I was sharing it with you, look at what it says in verse 8. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. Well, there's a commentary in my Bible about teaching, and God commanded that his law for living and the stories of his mighty act in Israel's history be passed on from parents to the children. This tells us something of the purpose and the importance of religious education. Now, religious education is important, but it has to be done with an understanding that you can have a personal relationship with God through Christ. So, religious education is important, but it helps us then, each generation, to obey and set the people's hope upon God. And it's important to keep children from repeating their ancestors' mistakes. So the challenge is this: what are you going to do to pass on the history of God's work in the world to the next generation? What a challenge! Pray that you've been blessed by the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of portions of Psalm 78.